Okay, I will read to you from Ar Sameach website about palm reading. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ullman writes a column on Ar Sameach's website. Apparently has a degree from literature and chemistry from Harvard University, and then he has rabbinical ordination in Jerusalem. Okay. And he writes, is the Ask the Rabbi column on Ar Sameach. He was asked a question about whether palm reading is permitted or not. And he answered, someone sent a letter to the renowned Torah luminary, is at the end of his article, Rabbi E.M. Shach, Rabbi Shach, of blessed memory. It is known that the lines of a person's hand reveal the future, and I have seen on others that it comes true. After reading books on the subject, I looked at my hand and saw that the lines of marriage reveal a dark future. What I have seen gives me no rest, especially now that I have come of marriageable age. Rav Shach replied, it is absolutely forbidden to read palms, to see the future, or to believe what is seen in them. The Torah states, you shall be perfectly faithful to Hashem, your God. Tamim Tia, I think. Right? We must rely only on Hashem. All else is nonsense. Do not worry about what you saw in your palm. You are simply shown what you wanted to see. For in the path that a person wishes to go, he is led. Now, I do not suggest that you do palm reading. However, there is some interesting relevance to palm reading to our Avdala. In other words, Shulchan Aruch says like this, that why do we make a bracha on the candle Matzei Shabbos? So Shulchan Aruch says, Mevarech al haner, you make a bracha on the ner, borei moreya esh, im yeshua. Says Mishnah Brura, why? Mishum, the tchilas briyaso, the creation of the fire was b'matzei Shabbos, on Matzei Shabbos. Because it says, the Gemara in Pesachim, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya, God gave Adam HaRishon the knowledge base, b'Adam HaRishon, v'nasan v'tochan beiz avonim, he took two stones, zu b'zu, next to each other, v'yatzam en ar, and out came fire. Okay, so the source of the date of the creation of fire was Matzei Shabbos. Therefore, we commemorate that or recognize that on Matzei Shabbos in Havdalah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch continues in Halacha Dalet. Ein mevarchin al haner. You don't make a bracha on the ner. Ad sheyeoso la'oro. What does that mean? To use benefit from its light. Tahainu. She is samech lo, but you're close enough. Bichdei sheyuchal lahakir bein matbeya medina zu and matbeya medina acheres. So that you're close enough to the light that if you had two coins, a shekel and a dollar, a Donald Trump commemorative coin. I know your crowd over here, yeah? You have a Donald Trump commemorative coin and a big shekel. You could tell the difference between which is the Trump coin versus the shekel. You don't have to be so close to the fire to see that, but that's how close you have to be. Okay. Comes along a third Shulchan Aruch, which is Halacha Gimel. So we did Aleph, then Dalet, now we're going back to Gimel in Simen Reish Tzadiches. Nohagin, the minug is with stakel to look at Bekapo Sayadayim. What does that mean? Palms. V'ubetziparnayim. So the minig is that we look at our fingernails and our palms when we make the bracha, or I'll leave the next sentence a little bit vague, when you make it, we're going to talk about for the next 10 minutes. But first, we have to understand what we're doing. So you look at your palms and your fingernails. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what in the world are palms have to do with anything? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Atam Tob Be'inan, why are you looking at your fingernails at all or any part of your body? We just said you need to be able to recognize between coin and coin. How are you going to know if you are close enough to the fire that you can recognize between coin and coin? So therefore you look at your body parts and see if your fingers or arms and look at them and see, am I close enough that I could see them? Ulchein, nohagin u'estakol b'tziparnayim, you look at your fingernails, To see if I'm benefiting from the light or not. Am I close enough that I could tell the difference between coin and coin? Okay. Just like you could tell the difference between your fingernail and your skin. Okay. But Odi says, Shatziparnayim, the fingernails, hein simin bracha. Your fingernails are a bracha. Why? Shein paros v'rabos olam. They always grow back. No matter how much you cut them, they'll always grow back. Okay, great. Up until there, I was good. Then he says, "Vegam mistaklim bekapos yadayim." You also look at your palms. Why? It's Mishnah Brura. Sheish besartute hayad. The lines of your palm, the sirtot, I guess the creases or the, I don't know, however you read palms, the lines that you have on your palms, there is a simen, a sign with his barich bow, to be blessed with it. Not a clue what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. This is based on, obviously, there's some, you know, bracha that can be told or extrapolated from your palms, and therefore that is why we look at our palms. This is not like, you know, Chassidus Shatorah over here. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is a Mishnah Berurah based on Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. That is why we look at our palms. Now that is all I am going to say about palm reading for today. I'm sorry if you expected this to be a palm reading shir. I have absolutely nothing intelligent. I've never done palm reading. I never plan on doing palm reading. I've looked at my palm. I don't know. It says a million. Everyone here is supposed to give me $100. So after the shir, you're all welcome to. That's what my palms say. Maybe that's the bracha is. But I have no idea.
Only
that's
why people
grow like this. Oh, that's collected from me. Okay, his palm says to collect from you. It's me. We have a contradiction in palms over here. So the point that I want to know over here is that when are you supposed to look at your palms? If you look around by Avdallah, you have a lot of weird people doing a lot of weird things. Some people hit their chest or this, who knows what people do when they're doing their palms. No questions asked. People have different minhagim, who knows if they're basis or not basis. But what is the halachically preferable time to look at your palm? So you say before the bracha. No? Anyone want to disagree? Say after the bracha? Okay, so let's analyze this. So, okay, so Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah. I'll read you a Mishnah Berurah. Now we're going to Reish Tzadi Vav, and I'm going to read you five words of a Mishnah Berurah, and you'll tell me what you think. Mishnah Berurah, if you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the switching the hands, this hand, that hand, this hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you put down the besamim, viroa bitziparnayim, you look at your fingernails. Here he doesn't say the palms, by the way. Okay, interesting. Fine. Umevarech bore maore ha'esh. So he's giving the order. He says, you put down the besamim, viroa bitziparnayim, you look at your fingernails, umevarech b'rem reish. So what does it sound like from here? So it sounds like, first you look, then you make the bracha. Why? Why? Why?
Why not?
So by brichas hamitzvahs, you make the bracha first. So obviously, this is not a brichas mitzvah. This is a brichas shvach, a shevach. In other words, just like I hear the thunder, and then I make the bracha. First I see the rainbow, then I make the bracha. First I see the monkey, then I make the bracha, or whatever. Would pick your favorite birchas hashvach that you like. You're a monkey guy or a rainbow guy. And so you make the bracha. First you see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a moon, make a bracha on the Kiddush Levana. You see the moon first, or you're supposed to see the moon first, and then you make the bracha. So by birchas
hashvach, see it,
exactly. So the shvach, it's a brichas shevach, and therefore the bracha on the candle we're saying now is a brichas shevach. A shvach, you praise to Hashem. You look at the candle first. You look at your fingernails first. You get and then you now appreciate the light. Now you make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It seems very simple. There's no discussion. You make a bracha first. You look at your fingernails, and then you make the bracha. Now, I can support you. This is not a Mishnah Berurah made-up concept. I will read to you, the Sefer Ma'adonai Usher says, in fact, all the Rishonim seem to indicate this. He quotes a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that says, Poshet yado la'ara esh. You stick your fingers out to the fire. Umistako b'tziparnayim. You look at your fingernails. Shein levanos minaguf. Okay, they're white, I guess, from the body. I don't know. Mevarech borei ma'orei esh. Sounds like what? First, you stick your fingers near the fire. Then you make the bracha. The Aruch Chaim, one of the early Rishonim, says, V'roa ben atziparnayim. You look at your fingers. Kodem sheyivarech. It leaves no room for discussion. It seems very clear. The Kobo, the Arzurua, says, U'mistakel al atziparnayim. You look at your fingernails. V'mivarech bari mirei esh. Rashi and Rav Nitzroi Gaon says, T'chila kofef etzpos of a tokapav. You bend your fingernails. U'machshech takteim. So there's darkness under them. V'yakach posht. And then you spread them out. V'nei ar b'makom choshech. Now there's light in the place that was previous darkness. U'mivarech. And then you make the bracha. Miri says, last one, Ein mevarchin ala ner, you don't make a bracha on the candle, ad shiosu o kolomer, ad shiochin atzmo kolkach was karevo, shiuchu ishtamish, lor b'mekomo akar b'mapember, avo bishon ishtamish. That before you make the bracha, you need to be able to tell the difference between coin and coin. It seems very clear, if I ended the chabura right now, that there's only one opinion. You just, first, it's very clear from the Mishnah Berurah, from all these Rishonim, first you look at your fingernails, then you make the bracha. But of course, nothing in Yiddishkeit is so simple. There is a Knesset HaGedola who says that it is the opposite way. It's cited in the Sefer Bir Halacha, and apparently the Shulchan Aruch HaRav might agree to this as well. And what is the lumdus of that? That you make a bracha first before you look at your fingernails. What would be the reasoning for that?
Same with the Shabbos candles. You have to do the bracha before.
So you want to say that it's an issue of maybe the birches aner. What other types of brachas do you make the bracha first before you do the act or do something? What other brachas? So birches hamitzvah, we said. Oh, so first let's knock off all our options. It's not a birches hamitzvah because there's no mitzvah on the candle, but it could be birches hanenin. You can't eat the cookie before you make the mezonos. That's called stealing from Hashem. I do not suggest that you do that. So what do you do? First you make the mezonos, then you devour the cookie, right? Or as my kids have been doing, the huge pile of nash that we have in the post-Purim. These are the best 2 weeks of the entire year. And if it lasts 2 weeks, and so we have like three big bags of all the garbage that we have collected over the last week. And so that the first you make the bracha, then you eat the garbage. But so the question there is, so is the bracha on the candle a birchas hanenin, that you're benefiting from it? Answer is no, because like we spoke about a few weeks ago, women then would be allowed to make the bracha. And in fact, every time you see a fire on Tuesday, do you make a birchas hanenin? Every time you turn on the lights, when you benefit from the candle, from the lights in your room? No. You'd be making brachas a million times a day. You turn open, shut the lights. You don't make a bracha. It's not a birchas hanenin. We're not benefiting from it in that bracha on the benefit. So rather, you have to say that these posts can say some middle ground, that it's a birchas hashevach, but somehow you need to benefit from, but somehow you need to make the bracha before the benefit, because it's a little bit like a birchas hanenin. Now, I don't have a good explanation of this yet, but I would just highlight to you, you now have a clear machlokas, whether the fingernail move is before the bracha, which is what every other posik seems to say. And then the Knesset HaGedola, as well as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav possibly, that says that it is after the bracha. So how do you paskin? It should be a no-brainer. I've got 99% of poskim on one side, one on the other side. No, it seems to be a no-brainer. All these Rishonim, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to just codify without any discussion, seems to be that what? How should you paskin? You should paskin that first you look, then you make the bracha. And in fact, I will read to you what Yesh migdol Yisrael shnagu lehenis mina or farak oz levarich. Many poskim, what they did is they looked at their fingernails first, and then they made the bracha. And he says, this is the opinion of the Brisker Rav, and as well as almost all of his Rishonim. He says, V'shamati shekeinu agrabo yashuv, and he brings all these other poskim who agree. So how am I going to kill the next 5 minutes? No? Who could possibly be strong enough to tell you? Oh, there's a vote. Who here looks? Does everyone do this? Do you want to raise your hand? Do you look first? Oh, so let's read a tshuva by Ramosha. Yesh im yesh listako b'tziparnayim, says Ramosha. Do you need to look at your fingernails kodem b'reim reish, like everyone else that's just said? Mishum David brichas hashvach, because it's a brichas hashvach. Do you have to do so or not? Ha'ikar b'birchas ma'ori eish k'minag olam levarech tchila, says Ramosha, the minag olam is to make the bracha first, va'achar kach, afterwards, v'stako b'tzipernayim. Okay, you can't stop there. You can't got to give a little bit of a reason for this. Umefurish kein, he says, b'sidr ha'yayvitz, v'sidr ha'gra. If you look at the yayvitz sidr and the gra sidr, they both say that way. So what's pshat? V'atam, and the reason is, da'filu she'eno birchas hanenin. It's not like a cookie that you always have to make the bracha first, then the cookie. He says, but, he says, kevan, da'alkopam, the Gemara says, you don't make a bracha until you benefit from the light. You have to have some benefit from light. That's why you're looking at your fingers, right? So he says, who kibirchas gamalana. It's like you're also make, it's like a cookie also. Meaning, primarily it's a birchas hashevach. And normally by a birchas hashevach, you look at the item first, then you make the bracha, like all these other Rishonim say. But since the Gemara says you also have to benefit from the light, maybe it's also a little bit like a cookie, a birchas hashevach. And a cookie, you make the bracha beforehand. Says Rav Moshe, a few more lines. He says, one second. He says, v'tamua ma'od, I'm very troubled. Not just troubled. He's very troubled. Masha Mishnah Brura. What the Mishnah Brura just takes for granted. The cost of Veroa Tziparnaim Umivarech Bremereish. He says, Tavoka Gra. It's not like the Vilna Gaon. It's not like the Yavitz. He says, even though the Mishnah Brura has a prima godam, which he was basing upon, he says, nah, that was a Chiddush Vilo Ledina. It's not Alocha Lamaisa. Says Rav Moshe, it's wrong. He's Rav Moshe's a strong polemic against this. Therefore, he says, "Lechein kevan yeshu levarch achar shekvar nene." He says, even if you tell me the Mishnah Brura followed the Prima Gadim and thought the Prima Gadim was lahalacha, and the Mishnah Brura was saying a strong statement lahalacha, this is a wild line. He says, you don't have to follow the Mishnah Brura. Why? He says, it's against the Vilna Gaon and the Yavetz. He says, v'tzarich in gadol, he says. It's pretty wild, because we saw all those other Rishonim, yeah? Seem to agree with the Mishnah Brura. Alko banim, he says, ha-minag shalanu, levarech tchila. Our minag is to make the bracha first, that's the halacha. You now have a major problem in your life over here. Because what are you supposed to do? Beforehand, it's a major, major problem. What are you going to do? So you're going to switch off Matzei Shabbosim? I don't know. You can't really do that. So I've got an answer. So Sroy Dablitsky says, what's the answer? No? Come on. What? No? No? No, do the opposite of that. No?
Don't look at your fingers.
No, that's why doing the okay, that's gonna be the fourth option. One second. Well, third option is do both. Look beforehand, make the bracha. Look again. What is it hurt? It's gonna hurt your arm. It's good to have muscle strength. Yeah, you'll practice putting your arms out like that, okay? Answer number three. Answer number four says the Kovet Salachas. What do you do? Do it bishas the bracha. Now that's a little bit suspect. That's a little bit weird in terms of shittas over here because he's based on a leket yosher in the Talmud of the Truma Sedeshin. which minhag Ashkenaz usually, but that's a little bit weird because during brachas we always are very careful what we're doing. You're not supposed to hold anything by a bracha that could distract you. So if you're going to start playing with your fingers during the bracha, that's not such a great idea. However, that is option number four. Option number five, the final option here, is what? Is bring close to the ner beforehand. Okay? Make the make the bracha, and then look at your fingers. I mean, then stare at them. So this way you get a little bit of both.
The
first opinion is, so let's go through the five options. Number one is to look, put your hands first.
Moshe is not giving these options.
I'm going to go through the five options to sum up. Okay. Option number one, look first completely, then make the bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah and all of those Rishonim that we quoted. Option number two is Ramosha. He doesn't even quote the Shari Knesset Gdola, but his opinion is very strongly, you make the bracha first, and then you look, he says, that's Minagolam. Opinion number three is Abstroy Dablitsky. You do both, look before and after. Opinion number four is Kovetz Halachas, based on the Lekat Yosher. He says it's the time of the bracha itself. That's a little bit of a harder opinion to understand. And number five is you do like kind of like a half and half. It's like you bring the close before, you put your hands right by the fire, you make the bracha, and then you look carefully at it to get, I don't know how much that accomplishes for you. I guess it's if you hold it, it has to be beforehand, so I guess you're technically getting benefit. You're just not seeing that benefit till afterwards, but you're getting the benefit beforehand.
You burn your fingers.
That's also, and you have to be careful. But you don't have to be, also don't have to put it right up on the fire. You could put it, you know, a couple of, you know, even a foot away is probably fine. So, yeah.
The Mishnah says, actually, Yosuner,
right.
So, I always tell the men to bring it close and then look so that you have it ready.
That's the first opinion. Ramosha says it's not. It's like a brechah, it's like a cookie. And therefore you have to...
But you have it ready.
Have it ready. So these are the... Upshot is whatever you do, you got remove.
If you do both, so this side doesn't like you and that side...
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with... I guess Ramosha would say maybe it's a problem because to do both because then you're benefiting before you make the bracha. I hear you.
And the other way you're making it wrong this way also?
Well, the other way you're not doing anything wrong because the other way, it's a berchas ha-shvach, so you see it first, then you make the bracha, then you happen to look again. It's a nishka ferlich. I don't know, you look again. Yeah.
One hand before.
I hear right hand, left hand. Okay, so I didn't read that, but they say you're supposed to do a right hand. They say it's supposed to be a right hand. I don't know if you're a lefty, if the halacha changes, but for righties, then you're supposed to, it says, shal yamino, that's what it says. Upshot is don't lose sleep over this. You're fine. It's not the biggest problem in the whole world, but it's just like, it's good to know that all our minhagei Klal Yisrael have a lot of basis in Moshe, went out of his way to argue with Rishonim over here, to uphold minhag, what he calls the minhag Klal Yisrael, is that first you make the bracha, then you look. Shkoyach.